through the lens. I've stood here year after year looking out on the lake. It's hard to remember when my soul did not understand these sands. Over the years, I've shared my view of the world with people from nearly every station. I've marked time by ships' profiles as they travel along the horizon under the bright sunshine of summer, and I've counted the sleepless nights as the late season storms lit up the night skies. I've watched young people play and old people die away, and all those in between work to find a place where they belong. Sometimes their hope for what could be carries them to their heart's desire. Usually, though, their unwavering belief in that which they cannot see skews the reality we must all accept. Birth, life, death, all of it washes away like footprints on the beach at high tide. To survive every day, we must begin again with a strong foundation, hope, and an inner light we do not allow others to dim. I have always stood aloof, apart from most of society. It has been my fate, yet I am safe. Most who encounter me will tell you that a mystery dwells inside me. It's true. I don't give up my secrets too easily. I can't. It's far too dangerous for them, if not for me. It would be reckless to permit them to walk barefoot through my insides without red velvet ropes to restrain their intrusion. I've been equally infatuated and tortured by all I've seen. It's impossible to know if the small glimpse I've been allowed is indicative of a future I can never predict. But I hope it is. Most of it is light, laughter, and the playful splash upon faces living in the moment. It's impossible to know whether what I've done or not done has made a difference. I hope so. But isn't that what we all hope? For our existence to mean something in the greater scheme of life. Through the uncertainty of the changing seasons, I've done all I can to offer shelter from the storms that rage just off the horizon of life. I want no more than to shine a light that will help people find their way, offer some sort of guidance to help them chart their course. I'm not whole unless I can lend them my energy to grow and change in ways that benefit their lives. But I've also become obsolete throughout the years. I've outlasted my usefulness. They don't visit the way they once did. My insides feel empty and barren, my light dimming a little more each year. I fear that one day soon, there will be nothing left for me to do. No respite I can offer those seeking answers to questions they're still unsure of. The warmth of my soul has been forgotten, and now I stand alone, looking out over the water with only the moon for company. I cannot be anything except what I am, a quiet sentinel to time. Here I stand, crumbling before you. I'm no longer a valid ransom for your kindness. It is easier for you to reject me in the memory that is no longer necessary than to fight for my history. I never meant to hold you hostage to my inevitable extinction. I was wrong to expect it.